I know you're calling for a recession. Why?
The two most reliable indicators that we've got are the yield curve and housing starts and housing permits. The yield curve has been massively inverted now for many months on end. I'm looking tonight. I'm seeing the six-month, is yielding 5.116%. The 10-year is yielding 53 basis points less than that. You get more money. You get more money, more interest rate on a 6 month than you are for risking your money for 10 years. That's a mammoth inversion. And the second thing is interest rates and the inverted yield curve and housing have called every recession since 1959. Unless this time is different, we're going to see the exact same thing here. Existing home sales are down 8%. New home sales are down 16% since 2005. Inventories are continuing to grow. And unless it's different, the recession of 2007 is on its way.
You know, I've been saying, Mish, for some time now that the economy is not as glorious as everybody thinks. You know, so many people are out of jobs. Corporations continue to downsize. The automobile industry, which is in my old hometown of Detroit, is going down the toilet. They had a little boost in sales last month, but that is only because gasoline prices have gone down. It's not as good as everybody thinks it is it?
No, it's not as good as everybody says at all. But you see the cheerleaders come out. They say the exact same thing. They say what people want to hear. Consider David Luray at the National Association of Realtors. He's coming out and saying housing is bottomed. Oddly enough, Greenspan came out and said the same thing. But Greenspan is one of the biggest contrary indicators the world has ever seen. Greenspan was advising people to get into variable rate interest right at the bottom when interest rates were 1%. And it's just amazing. And if you look back at 2000, his concern at the time was not the dot-com bust that was staring him right in the nose. He thought that the economy was picking up and that he was going to have to do more hikes. David Luray is a paid spokesman for the National Association of Realtors. I don't know how anybody can take this guy seriously, but he came out with two books. Are You Missing the Real Estate Boom? And Why the Boom Will Not Bust. Actually, Why the Boom Will Not Bust is the exact same book with just a different title. But he pegged the top 3 months before the bottom started falling out of housing. He came out with the book, Why the Boom Will Not Bust. And now he's saying that this is the bottom. Well, the NAR just last week, the National Association of Realtors just last week, was so desperate to spin things positively. They took out a $40 million national advertising campaign, the first ever in history, titled, It's a Great Time to Buy or Sell a Home. Well, if it was a great time to buy or sell a home, why are they spending $40 million to advertise it to get people to believe that?
Mish, a couple of years ago, Don McIlvaney came on the program. He writes the McIlvaney Report. He said the stock market's going to crash. It hasn't crashed yet. He came on again last year, and Don said it again. The stock market is going to crash. It hasn't crashed yet. You know, now it hovers over 12,000. I mean, it seems that either it's being strangely propped up or it's rolling along. What is it?
It's being propped up in a way that people might not be thinking about. It's recycling money. Consumers are going into massive amounts of debt, buying junk from Japan, China, India, Thailand, wherever. Those dollars go over there. Those dollars are coming back into the U.S. They're buying U.S. assets. They're buying U.S. treasuries. They're buying U.S. stocks. They're buying real estate. Exactly. That, as long as consumers are willing to keep going deeper and deeper in debt, this can the stock market's going to be perfectly happy about all of this. But the other thing about the stock market is just the unevenness of the distribution of corporate profits. It's not trickling down to the average worker. In fact, we're outsourcing the average worker to India and China like mad. But in the process of doing that, corporate profits are still rising. So we've got a stock market that's cheering every time jobs go in the toilet, because that's causing profits, the profit margin, to rise. But that can only last as long as consumers keep going into debt to buy things. One of the reasons why they've been able to do that, it all comes back to housing again. One of the reasons why they were able to do that is they were taking money out of their houses, treating their house as if it was an ATM to buy goods. 15 consecutive months of negative savings rate, George. Unprecedented.
That is unprecedented. It really is. And why this program is so important to you tonight is because we're going to give you some advice and hopefully some tips on what you can do to be ready for this when it happens. Is this going to be a major 2008 issue? We saw what happened because of primarily the Iraqi war in this most current midterm election. What about 2008, Mish?
We can look ahead to that, and we'll see. The question is has Bush learned anything or not? I don't know if we want to delve into politics, but it remains to be seen. Will Nancy Pelosi be able to force an agenda? Is this just going to be another stalemate where nothing gets done? In a sense, the best thing for the market might be if nobody can pass any agenda, because if they do pass agendas, we've seen what the Republicans did with wasting $500 billion that they admit in Iraq. But you know, what are the Democrats likely to do? They might want to pass a bunch of protectionist legislation. They might want to do some other things, raise the minimum wage. There's pluses and minuses to that, but on the whole, that's probably a bad thing at this point in time. So, but both sides have been willing to spend money they didn't have, so maybe we're better off if nothing gets done, and I'm wondering if that is one of the things the market is cheering about right now, looking forward to nothing for a change. But out to 2008, we're going to be in a recession by then, and just because the second wave of housing is going to hit us, and that second wave is we're going to see a fall off in commercial real estate, and we're going to see a fall off in jobs.